The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's 7:37. Glad to have you in. 877-235-9405. Love for you to join the conversation. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message, and your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line. Every Tuesday, we check in with Congressman William Timmons for Tuesday with Timmons. Welcome in. Good morning, sir.
Joey, good morning. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great Easter.
I sure did. Hope you and your family did as well. We missed you last week. I didn't know what to do last Tuesday. I kind of got up and got ready for the show, and I'm thinking, well, there's no Congressman Timmons, no Tuesday with Timmons. What do you do without Tuesday with Timmons?
Hey, here we are. It happens rarely, but I was on a plane, so we couldn't make it work.
Well, we missed you. Lots to talk about because there's a lot going on. Let's start with the ruling yesterday from the Senate's parliamentarian that evidently it looks like they're going to be able to use a reconciliation to spend another $2.2 trillion.
Well, the Republican leadership has still not weighed in on exactly what the parliamentarian's ruling was. I still have not seen it, so I think there might be more to that, but there is a possibility. But again, they still have Joe Manchin, who does not agree with the Democrats on many things. So
yeah.
It is definitely something we're going to be watching, but I'm not entirely sure that that's a done deal yet.
Yeah. Well, and Joe Manchin has said that he thinks there needs to be some changes done to the bill, so hopefully there is some hope there. But talk with us just for a minute, though, because, you know, last hour we talked a little about this, and it's a bit confusing about what reconciliation actually is. Can you kind of give us the layman's term of what that process consists of?
Sure. So most laws require 60 votes in the Senate, but the reconciliation process involves the budget, and it essentially controls spending. You cannot do certain things, like you couldn't do any gun laws through reconciliation. You couldn't pass permanent tax changes. What they can do is they can pass temporary tax changes involving how they're going to make a budget they pass deficit neutral. And it's just a bunch of voodoo magic. And at the end of the day, certain things are allowed, certain things are not. So they're going to continue to try to dance all around this issue because they only have 50 votes. And we're going to be hearing a lot about it over the next 2 years. But good news is we only have, we're down to 20-something months left of this Congress. And I would put everything I have on the fact that the Republicans will be in the majority next Congress. So we're counting down the days.
Yep, and that's what we have to focus and keep our eye on is next year's midterm elections and regain control, and then we don't have to be having these discussions. All right, let's talk some baseball here. Of course, Major League Baseball announcing that the All-Star game will be moved from Atlanta supposedly because of the restrictive voting laws that were passed in Georgia. Now, they're going to Colorado, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to take a quick look at the Colorado voting laws and kind of some of the things that they require. One of the big objections in Georgia is the fact that they want you to show a valid ID. Well, guess what, Congressman? When you go to vote in Colorado, they want to see your Colorado driver's license with a photo ID. They want to see either a U.S. passport or a valid employee identification with a photo on it. So not much difference in Colorado either.
Well, I mean, you know, the Georgia new voting laws are less restrictive than New York, are less restrictive than the president's home state of Delaware. This is all it comes down to. What happened in Georgia was wrong. There was a lack of confidence in the election integrity because the rules were changed at the last minute, and that's unacceptable. So what did the Georgia legislature do? They followed the Constitution, and they amended those laws in reasonable and responsible manner that allows people to have confidence that the alleged election outcome is the right outcome. It's the what the actual voters wanted. So, you know, who knows how many ballots were cast in Georgia last election that were not supposed to be cast. I have talked to former Senator Perdue. He has his thoughts on it, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have a lot of thoughts, a lot of their own thoughts. But at the end of the day, next time we have an election in Georgia, we all have additional confidence that the outcome was actually the outcome of the will of the voters. So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing, and I think that Major League Baseball has lost their mind.
Yeah, that is for sure. And look, they're hurting some of the very people that they claim to want to support. I mean, you know, I read somewhere yesterday, I think it was a Business Wire, that, you know, Cobb County will lose $100 million. 8,000 hotel rooms that had been reserved, will be canceled now because of this decision.
It is just incredible that this is what's happening. And again, it's in the middle of the pandemic. We are not the middle. Thankfully, it's the end. It's the end of the pandemic. All these businesses are struggling, trying to go on, and some woke commissioner is deciding to move the All-Star game. And, you know, Senator Marco Rubio had a great letter he sent to him. He said, since you're going to be taking this position on the state of Georgia, will you be ending your membership at Augusta National, the country club where the Masters are played? I didn't see a response, interestingly.
Yeah, I don't think there has been a response. You know, I'm going to offer to take his tickets. If he feels bad about going, I'm going to help him out and use his tickets. You think he'll pass them over to me?
Hey, I think the Georgia State Legislature could pass a law that says he's not allowed to come to the Masters and will redistribute his tickets to the people that lost $100 million. Look at that.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, this whole thing with the Georgia voting laws, you know, the hypocrisy here, when you have, you know, some of these other companies like Delta Airlines of all people. I mean, you know, the last time I got on a Delta airplane, I had to show my photo ID before I could get in the airport.
That's exactly right. And if you want to go to a Major League Baseball game and pick up your ticket, you got to go to Will Call and wait for it. Show your ID.
Yep. Yep. Let's switch gears here for just a moment, Congressman, before we let you go. Vaccine passports. A lot of talk about that. Now, the Biden administration, Jen Psaki, yesterday seemed to suggest that the president might not be pushing for vaccine passports. Even Dr. Fauci says he doesn't think the federal government will. What do you think? Are we headed in the direction of vaccine passports or not?
So, you know, unfortunately, I think they're going to exist to go to certain countries. I mean, you know, Europe is definitely going to do it. But the United States will never allow a vaccine passport to exist. But the next question is, what is apparently the Delta, you know, CEO is a woke leftist. So, I mean, he could technically say that Americans should have to have a vaccine and some sort of proof of that vaccine. But again, I think Congress would push back on that. I think it would be overly restrictive. And let's talk about this. The same people that are saying that having to show your driver's license is racist to vote want to, and it's racist because minority communities are less likely to have access to get ID, want to make those same people get a vaccine passport to travel. Do you know how much harder it is to get a vaccine passport than it is to get a driver's license? I mean,
yeah.
It's just ridiculous. If there weren't double standards, there'd be no standards at all.
There you go. Well put. Yes. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good to catch up with you. Have a great week, and we'll check back with you again next Tuesday.
I look forward to it. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Be safe.